Hey, greetings everybody, it's Brother Two Post, Don'tPerish.com, John 4:24 Radio, coming to you today to bring you a false teacher exposing, warning you about the deception out there. Ready for this one? Jim Carrey exposed and the Hollywood false revival. Jim Carrey exposed and the Hollywood false revival. Yeah, hope you're all doing well. I have been warning about the false revival, so-called revivals that are going on in the denominational places, in the charismatic world, basically all over. Everybody's crying out, revival's happening. The Bible doesn't call revival to be happening at all. In fact, in 2 Thess 2:3, Apostle Paul says there'll be a falling away. There's no revival in the last days. So we know this is false. And I want to talk to you today about another area of false revival. So you've got it going on in so-called churches and the charismatic world, Christian colleges, it's going on. I want to talk to you about Hollywood and the false revival that people are claiming is going on. Hollywood and that false revival. And Jim Carrey, who is a popular comedian, is involved in this. We're going to get back to it. A lot of people think that Hollywood's in a revival because there's been a lot of movies come out that have done really well, like Jesus Revolution. I have a testing on that. That is a false, occult, unbiblical movie that preaches a different Jesus and a different gospel. There was a movie out called My Only Son. It was very popular, did very well from Hollywood, or part of the Hollywood distribution system. And it was put out by Mormons. Yeah, Mormons don't even believe Jesus is God. They are a false demonic faith. You've got the Chosen miniseries. I have a testing out on that as well. It has a false gospel. It makes up its miniseries, not even using the real word of God for the most part. It's linked to Roman Catholics. Mormons distribute it. Judaism, evangelicalism, and the man that is in the Chosen miniseries playing Jesus is a Roman Catholic New Ager who lays on graves and sucks power from graves. Yeah, he did that for the movie Jesus Revolution to try and get power from dead Lonnie Frisbee. It's all on my testing. Go look up my testing. Don'tPerish.com. Look up the unbiblical teachers area. Look up Jesus Revolution. Look up Chosen miniseries exposed. So a lot of people are saying, wow, there's revival happening in Hollywood because these family-oriented movies are coming out and Christian movies. Well, they may not have killing and gore and rampant sex in them like your typical Hollywood movie, but they're just as deceptive, and I want to warn you about that. Now, let's go further. We're going to bring Jim Carrey into this. Bear with me. So dominionists, these are people that believe they should take control. There's seven spheres of culture, education, politics, entertainment, religion. There's like seven spheres total. And they believe that they're supposed to take them over in the name of Christ. They have a false Jesus and a false gospel. So these dominionists are all excited and all happy because they see a little bit of spirituality happening in Hollywood because it's fitting their narrative, what they think is supposed to happen. Same thing in the political world. You know, get people around Donald Trump and pray, and they all of a sudden, Donald Trump is a Christian and everything's going towards God and Jesus Christ and the biblical gospel. No, not so. Not true at all. So these dominionists say we should take over, they should take over all these spheres of the culture, and they're happy that Hollywood is got some religion and spirituality going on in it. But let's talk about this. Is it biblical? Is it the true Savior? Is it the true gospel? No, it's not. Paul warns in 2 Corinthians 11:4 about the ways in the world that we need to be careful of. He said, "For he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom you have not preached, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might bear with him." So we're warned about a false Jesus, a false gospel, a false spirit. I'm telling you, this is what's coming out of Hollywood. This is what's coming out of these false revivals. This is what's coming out of the churchianity, the dominionists, the charismatic movement. Jesus also warned Matthew 24 about false Christs in the last days deceiving many. Go read Matthew 24. And the book of Revelation warns about a false religion led by the beast system that causes people to worship and be enslaved and controlled by a numbering system. Go read about that in Revelation 13. Do your homework. Do your study. Now, let me tie this together. My title is called Jim Carrey Exposed, the False Hollywood Revival. There's a false NAR revivalist teacher named Sean Foyt. I used to call his name Fuchs. I guess it's Foyt. And I've stood outside, me and Sister Amina stood outside several of his events. I actually rebuked him to his face and he laughed in Billings, Montana. You can go look up on my Unbiblical Teachers page, Sean Foyt, Let Us Worship Expose. He is from Bethel Church. They're the grave suckers. They're the occult fire tunnel. They're the ones claiming the Holy Spirit's up in the rafters, coming down in gold dust. They're the ones slain in the spirit. Yeah. NAR, false signs of wonder, Sean Foyt. He's into numerology and all types of false things. Let me tie this together. He recently, I've got that big testing on him, and I'll, once in a while I see what he's up to and I update it. He recently posted Jim Carrey in a video where Jim Carrey loosely mentioned Jesus, and Sean Foyt, to all of his followers, says, look it, it's happening in Hollywood. Revival is coming. Yeah, I got a picture of it. I posted on here. But what did Jim Carrey really say? Did Sean Foyt even look at the rest of the video? He loosely mentions Jesus and talks about grace, but then he goes on into... he goes on into New Ageism, meditation, that we're all the universe, that we're all God, that we're all divine. He basically is following a New Age false mystic Jesus, and Sean Foyt is promoting him. Carrey apparently has had some kind of spiritual awakening, and even though he's still in Hollywood, he's a different man, he says, but now he's into meditation, he's at one with the universe, Jesus is just like this really smart guy, but he's not the biblical savior and shed blood for redemption in the biblical gospel. No, no. They've created another whole different Jesus like Paul warned about. Carrey had like 20 million followers on social media, so this matters because he's deceiving all kinds of people. And Sean Foyt is promoting him. I'm tying this all together for you. Hollywood is having a false revival with all of these false, unbiblical movies. And now stars are coming out. There's been numerous stars that have come out. And they have come out and said, well, they have a faith. And most of them are either Roman Catholic or New Age or some kind of Hindu mysticism. That's what is coming out of spirituality in Hollywood, not the biblical gospel. Because guess what? If you get the biblical gospel and you're in Hollywood, guess what's going to happen? You're going to leave Hollywood. You're no longer going to be part of that swill, that entertainment, that culture. You're going to preach the gospel there and they're going to throw you out and ban you. And so this is another false way that's going on. Sean Foyt is partaking in this. And I have to wonder, is Sean Foyt this much of a deceiver, doing this openly, promoting this false mystic Jesus in Hollywood? Or is he this undiscerning? I don't know. I actually have an answer, but I'll leave it up to you. I know this guy pretty well. I believe he's a deceiver. In my opinion, he is a deceiver. He's in it for money. He's in it for popularity. He's in it to make a name. But anyway, think about this. I want you to go on this post, listen to the audios. I got two audios of Jim Carrey. Listen to that cosmic New Age Jesus. Listen to his approach to meditation and how to find oneness with the universe. And so-called men of God, Christians, are promoting this. I want to warn you about it. This is nothing more than deep New Age mysticism and thought. Oprah's been pushing it for years. One of her heroes is Eckhart Tolle. I think him and Carrey are somehow involved, or he's involved in learning about him. And there's a whole movement out. What is it called? Something to do with Hollywood Transcendental Movement or something like that. There's a whole movement out. So what they're doing is they're taking our Christ, our Savior, using His name, using things like grace and forgiveness and eternal life, and they're corrupting those terms to deceive people. And I want to call it out. This is not the biblical Savior. This is not the biblical gospel. This is not the Spirit of God. Men like Sean Foyt are deceiving people. He's going to answer before a holy God lest he repents, as I told him to his face. Go listen to those audios and you test for yourself. Is this the biblical Savior or is this cosmic Jesus? This Hollywood revival that's going on is false. It's not of God. It is a tool of the enemy Satan, who's using Hollywood. Satan, I always tell people, he will deceive you in heavy metal, demonic rock and roll music, or he'll deceive you with a false Jesus in a movie. He doesn't care how he deceives you. He's going to deceive you one way or another. And people are so deceived into thinking, oh, I got off hard drugs. Yeah, they got off hard drugs, which was deceiving them and going to destroy them and send them to hell. And they went into New Age Christianity that's going to send them to hell. They might be a little bit more moral, but they're still on their way to hell. And so I want to expose this. I want to warn my neighbor in love. The revival you see with the movies in Hollywood that are unbiblical, look up our testings on those movies. The stars coming out and saying, oh, I've got spirituality now. That's the big move. It's not biblical Christianity founded on the true gospel and the risen Savior and His shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Really what's happening, we just met a lady the other day in the street when we were street preaching at a festival. She said, I'm not a Christian, I'm spiritual. So that's what's happening. Yeah, Satan is spiritual. He's not a Christian either. He's spiritual. And that's what's happening. If people are reducing God down to their own flavor, brand, itchy-eared way of spirituality, that's what Jim Carrey's doing. Sean Foyt is helping them. He has his own corrupt. Sean Foyt has his own corrupt churchianity, NAR type of theology with a false gospel. He's like a Pied Piper with all of his carnal, false, fleshly music. He's selling things to make mammon. He's linked to all types of false, worldly, carnal things, sports, all types of false political. Hey, he is a what is called a Christian nationalist. Look at my articles on that. If you look on the Sean Foyt testing, you'll see it. He believes that Jesus wants us to take over the government. There's your dominionism. When that's not the gospel. Christ said, my kingdom's not of this world. Christ is going to bring a new world, a new heaven and a new earth and a whole new government. He's not just installing people in this corrupt government. Sean Foyt is deceived and a deceiver. I hope he repents. I told him that to his face. My hands are clean when it comes to him, and the testing shows it. So listen to those audios. Go test for yourself. Watch out for false Jesus. Watch out for this New Age mysticism. The one world religion is coming, and many people in so-called Christianity are steering everyone in that direction. And I don't want my neighbors or my brothers and sisters to be deceived. I want to leave you with one verse. Galatians 1, 6 through 9. I marveled that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so now I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you other than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Yeah, Jim Carrey's accursed. The Hollywood people claiming a mystic Jesus are accursed. Men like Sean Foyt are accursed in the so-called Christian faith, deceiving people, saying revival's coming, not preaching the biblical gospel, not coming out of the world, not standing up for sound doctrine. What they are doing is following and chasing signs and wonders. You beware. You be in the Word. You hold fast to the gospel and hold fast to Christ. My website is there to help you. Don'tperish.com. Check out that Unbiblical Teachers page. Check out those audios of Jim Carrey. I love you all. Most important, check out the gospel link. Make sure you're born of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection through repentance. You're born of His Spirit. You're following Him in holiness and obedience, enduring to the end. Do not be deceived. This has been Brother Tupos. I love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.